You know, introducing a show is always the hardest part.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, that's why people have those great little fancy tricked up intros to their show.
You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth!
And all of a sudden, this crackhead jumps on me and goes, "Give me that!" indicating my macaroni and cheese. So
I wanted to steal your macaroni and cheese.
Well,
did they know what it was?
Maybe thought it was crackaroni and cheese. I don't know. I wasn't a loner as much as I was an outcast, a social pariah. That's a good word.
But you were very pretty.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, so, hi, Kendall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can I stay with you tonight?
Silence number two.
There's no way in hell that I could ever pull this off. You ever at your job and thinking, if they only knew about my little dirty little secret radio show?
Well, no, I wonder if they knew about like my cocaine habit.
Oh, okay. By the way, you're listening to Kendall and Ryan.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
So his energy is focused, his confidence zen-like, and with that, he takes the stage.
Yeah! Woo! People of the universe, honorable overlords, you are now in the presence of Mr. Dubious, Dubba Dubba, Wubba Wubba Yubba Baba.
A little bit different on the end there.
You like that?
Yeah.
Did you recognize it?
Yeah, well, part of it was from American Idol, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the crazy guy once he got to Hollywood, the jump around guy.
Oh, good.
I don't even know his freaking name. He's just such a non-factor on that show.
God bless him.
You're listening to Kendall and Ryan. We call it the K&R Show, and we always try to jump right into things, but especially tonight because I've got Don on the phone, and I'm just going to call him Don.
We've got a very special guest.
Very special guest, yes, with us tonight. So Don Worley's on the phone. Don, welcome to K&R.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
What'd you think of that intro, Don? I'll be honest now, you've done some radio.
I thought it was awesome.
Okay, because our producer's listening right now, and he's very anxious for feedback, and all we tell him is that it sucks.
Yeah,
so.
you told me to say it went really well for the producer to hear that, right?
You did great. You took that cue right when you needed to.
Don, you're a comedian.
I am.
That's what they tell me. No, actually, Don, you and I met through MySpace. Which we
that's
talk
right.
about a lot on this show because that's kind of where we have knrshow.com, but really we call MySpace home. And I know a lot of comedians do. Now, what is the MySpace relationship to you and your career?
Well, you know, it's really helped a lot as far as like letting people know where I'm doing shows. And, you know, it's MySpace/Don Worley, you know, is what MySpace is. But it's people that are interested in comedy and, you know, interested in seeing Don Worley live and whatever, I can send out, you know, bulletins saying where I'm going to be, et cetera. And it's also just a lot of fun. I mean, MySpace is, you know, you can talk to other comedians, club owners. I found you guys there.
Yeah.
Are you one of those, like, MySpace fanatics that you can spend hours and hours and hours on MySpace?
Well, I could, but, you know, I have the luxury at this point. But if I had nothing to do, I probably would.
Well, so that's good. That means career's going well?
Yeah, I've been able to get actually gigs off MySpace.
Oh, really?
You know, performances. I've been able to talk to club owners and say, "Hey, how about this date and that date, back and forth."
And they pay you for that?
They do.
See, we haven't made that step yet.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the pay step. We're
still what the legal community would call pro bono.
Pro bono free. Yes. We're on the do-it-yourself plan.
And all of our listeners know that Ryan is in law school. My wife is a lawyer, but you also are/were an attorney.
Yeah, I still am. I still practice law in Houston. That's my day job.
Oh, so we're giving kind of a double plug here.
Now, I didn't see anything on your MySpace about your legal career.
It says attorney down there at the bottom.
At the very bottom.
That's
okay.
Sort of a wet blanket on a comedy site, though, I think. Like,
whatever, yeah.
Laughs and legal services come to Don Worley, Esquire.
I don't know if anyone wants to hire the comedian to be their lawyer.
Or vice versa.
Exactly.
But it's right. Just a stigma. As we know, Ryan is pretty funny.
Yeah, well, you know, you said something about your wife. It's funny, when I first started doing MySpace, some girl sent a link to pictures of herself naked.
I get a lot of those.
I know.
And they send it to the show. This is funny because yours is Don Worley. Ours is K&R Show, so it's just a show. And all we have is a graphic of our show logo. And people will send that to us and say, "Ooh, I checked out your profile. You look great.
You look great.
Check me out.
You've got some of the best letter type I've ever seen."
So, you know, I was going to, of course, delete it when I saw it.
Oh, sure, of course.
Well, I thought, well, she went to the trouble of sending them to me. I might as well check them out.
Right? Absolutely.
I was looking at them, and my wife came in, you know, and she was like, what are you doing? This girl sent a link to me of herself, pictures of herself naked. And my wife was like, well, why don't you send her pictures of you naked so she won't bother you anymore?
Oh, well, it sounds like you've got a relationship with your wife, like Kendall and Catherine have with each other.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, Don, I know you're involved in the big NBA All-Star Week here in Houston.
Yeah, that's this weekend,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is, very much so. And Don is going to be hosting one of the gigs, is that right?
Right. T-Mobile is sponsoring an event there, and they hired, the NBA hired entertainers, if you will, me and another comedian and some other talent around town to be host of these games. In other words, keep the crowd laughing, entertain them between events, you know, like they're going to have T-Mobile sponsors this courtside event where they're going to have people doing basketball drills and shooting free throws and such. And so there's going to be people running that game, but I'm going to be trying to keep everyone interested while they're waiting between the shows and make them laugh when I can. Sort of more of an improv than the typical stand-up comedy type.
I hate T-Mobile.
Why?
Sorry, I don't mean to rain on your parade, but we're almost in a court battle with them, speaking of legal problems, because of...
Well, I'm working for the NBA, so you can say whatever you want.
I was about to say, I was like, no, we don't hate T-Mobile. Don Worley and the K&R Show love T-Mobile. If T-Mobile liked to sponsor any of us, we'd be happy to do any events.
Yeah, T-Mobile can bite me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? That's
Don, can you hear us?
That's singular.
Oh, geez.
Be quicker, Kendall. Quicker on the uptake. We're dealing with some wit tonight.
So I'm sitting here with two very funny people. My name's Kendall, and they're actually funny. Don, how did you get into stand-up?
Well, I did it years ago. Back in the day, I did magic, actually, with stand-up comedy.
Magic.
I left and, you know, became a lawyer.
You left magic to be a lawyer.
Exactly.
Probably a good move.
Well, it's all hiding things.
Fair enough. And it's about the razzle dazzle.
Right. Well, right. So what time were you an illusionist or were you a magician?
Take a group of people and take their attention away from what's really happening. So
you're a defense attorney.
Actually, I do like a probate law, but that's
okay.
Really boring.
Let's talk about wills and trust, Don.
Really boring.
But now it's, you know, I left for a little while, became a lawyer, and just sort of, I guess, felt called back into it. And so I started getting heavy back into it about a year or so ago, and now I'm turning into a road comic again, hitting the road and performing in places around the country.
How often are you on the road?
Well, this month I've been to, I guess recently I've been up to Fort Worth. There's a club called Hyenas that I've worked at. But this month, actually next week, after I finish the NBA Jam thing, starting next Wednesday the 22nd, I'll be at the Addison Improv, which is just north of Dallas.
That's a big club.
There, right? Yeah, I'll be there, and that weekend, and then I'm going from there to El Paso. There's a club out there, Bart Reed's Comic Strip Live. I'll be there.
Now, that doesn't sound as impressive as the Improv in Addison. I'm not going to lie to you, Don. Addison sounds great.
It's really good though, out there, you know. El Paso's a good crowd.
It's amazing. These smaller towns, they really do. A lot of times they have great comedy clubs because people are hurting for entertainment.
Right. Well,
yeah, you know, has a good room too, is Beaumont. Comedy Texas, a guy named Slade Ham. That's a great place to work. Just people are great crowds. And Fort Worth, for that matter, Hyenas, if anybody listens in the Fort Worth area, downtown Fort Worth, that's one of the best rooms there is. The audience are just wonderful people. But then I'm going to Las Cruces, New Mexico, and then on to LA, and then I have something in Arizona as well. So
wow.
I'm sort of hitting the road the next 2 months, but hopefully I have some time back when after that's over.
Now, are you able to bill those hours?
Yeah, exactly. No. Actually, you know, during the day I'm pretty bored, so I just go to a Starbucks with T-Mobile, the one you hate.
They are in bed with Starbucks, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. I open up my laptop and I can work, cause, you know, during the day, because, you know, I only work at night, and then I only go for about 25 or 30 minutes. So I only work about 30 minutes each show, so I have most of the day to do nothing. And other comics do drugs during that time, but I'll try to bill hours.
You got any kids, Don?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of boys. So,
how old are they?
6 and 3.
Oh, that's a pretty good match for mine. I got a 5 and a 2-year-old girl.
Yeah, maybe you could set them up. Do you have a dowry as well, Kendall?
Matchmaker. Well, we'll have to keep that in mind for a few years down the road. I don't want my daughters dating until they're 38.
Exactly.
However, my my 5-year-old was performing all kinds of dances, not, you know, wholesome dances for the most part. But she watches a lot of Disney Channel now, so they're getting.
She watches watches her daddy dance.
No, that's not called dancing. I don't know what it's called, but it's definitely not dancing. Don, I did a little bit of stand-up. I did some open mic nights, and my first time to perform stand-up, I opened up for Screech. Have you ever come across Screech in your stand-up?
You know, the guy I was just talking about, or actually one of my friends worked with him, and it was not a good experience.
He called me a, I don't like to cuss, but...
Raging douchebag?
No, he called me a fucker.
Yeah.
So,
but why did
cool.
he call you a fucker, though, Kendall? Why did Dustin Diamond call you a fucker?
Because I tried to bring him on a Screech.
And what did he ask you not to do, Kendall?
There you go.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean,
well,
let's just
get into
there.
Details, but yeah, he didn't have a good experience.
So, Dustin Diamond, anytime you want to call in and be on the show, too bad. We've got Don Worley. We don't need you. That's right. He's on a bad list.
You're blacked out of the show.
The ironic thing is you as an open micer are probably funnier than he is.
Yeah. Well,
wasn't he kind of dirty?
He was filthy. And I'm sure he's trying to lose the stigma, but there was a lot of grandma filth, which, who wants grandma filth? I mean, no matter who you are, I don't think Howard Stern goes for grandma filth.
Who wants grandma anything?
Yeah.
Cookies. Yeah, grandma cookies are good.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's not a euphemism, okay?
You just want to have that nice vision of your grandmother, though. You don't want to have...
That's right.
Right.
But apparently he doesn't.
Well, I mean, you could do some Alzheimer jokes, like borrowing money from her and then going back 5 minutes later and borrowing money again.
That's true. Or you could, you know, do like we do with Bob Woodruff and berate him.
I'm not doing another Bob Woodruff.
You're not going to do it? If I cue up the ABC News music, you're not going to do Bob Woodruff?
I'm not making any promises, but right now I'm staying firm with the no. I've had to do a lot of Hail Marys this week because of the Bob Woodruff
stuff. Don, you got to go back and listen to show 8. Just the first 5 minutes is golden. It actually started in show 7, but the first 5 minutes of show 8, it just shows what a horrible and awful human being I have as a co-host on
I'm the likable one, and I'm doing the Woodruff stuff.
You know, good guy, good cop, bad cop.
It's basically bad cop, bad cop here. You're going to get your nose bloodied if you come into our interrogation room.
There you go.
Don, I know you got a lot going on. You got kids there at the house. Are they in bed yet?
Yeah, they are. I'm actually here at the laptop. I had to go to the NBA thing tonight and have them show us what we're going to be doing. Then I'm up here every Monday night. Is Houston's Laugh Stop? Houston's open mic happens at a place called Laugh Stop.
And, yes.
Every Monday night, and all the comedians come out and try out their new stuff, or just hang out here. And
is the blind comic there tonight?
Not tonight.
You know the blind comic, right?
But Don, if you're at Laugh Stop right now, when do you have time to watch The Bachelor Paris?
I TiVo it.
Good. No, that's all we were talking. We're going to talk to about Bachelor.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Oh, good. I can't wait.
Setting that up.
Don, please don't get off the phone because I definitely don't want to talk about that. Tell Jerry Wayne up there that we said hello.
I'll do it.
And that he's a punk because he hadn't come on the show yet. And
Jerry Wayne's very funny guy. He works here a lot and in Houston area and also outside the Houston area. He's worked at Hyenas like I have too up in Fort Worth.
Yeah, he's a great guy, good friend of the show, and he has a crush on my wife, which is kind of weird, but he's Jerry Wayne. So what are you going to do? He could definitely kick my butt if he wanted to. So
we have a crush on me too, but I don't let that get between our friendship.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Don't. Brokeback Mountain
comes up again. Wow, we got a whole 12 minutes into the show before it came up. Yeah. Bob, thank you so much. Bob, what?
Don. His name is Don. And
tell
sponsored
Bob up
by
there.
T-Mobile and Starbucks.
T-Mobile sucks.
Yeah,
Don, thanks for coming on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for you guys for what you're doing and for your show. It's great.
Yeah, you'll be on our top 8 all week, so if anybody wants to find you, it'll be real easy. Just go to knrshow.com or MySpace/knrshow, and Don Worley will be right there.
I need to figure out how to put a link to your website on my MySpace so people can find you. You know, you're MySpace still.
Absolutely. Email me. I'll get it for you.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for having me on. And
thanks for coming, Don.
Fun, guys. Thanks.
All right, Don. Talk to you later.
All right. See you later. Bye.
That's Don.
That's Don Worley.
Don Worley.
That's a pretty big gig, the NBA All-Star Game.
I guess so.
I thought the NBA All-Star Game was last weekend because I, to avoid plans with someone, lied and said that...
Oh, are you kidding me?
I had to do some of the NBA All-Stars. So, and you know what? They were really questioning that, too. And, I mean, that's what I get for getting information from my roommate. Like, that's, you know...
But she's black. You would think she would know when NBA All-Star
Weekend. Well, that's what I thought she kept saying. You know, All-Star Weekend's coming up. All-Star Weekend's coming up. When you say weekend's coming up, I think it's going to be this weekend. I don't think it's going to be you know, 2 weekends from now.
I'm so excited that in 5 weeks, something's coming up.
Yeah, in 5 weeks, something's happening. But, yeah, so to that person that I turned down plans with, I was very busy with the NBA All-Star, and I will be again this weekend.
So now we have to build on this. We had a really good guest to start off the show, which means two things. One, we need a better guest. Right. Not that Don was bad, but you got to build momentum and keep it going.
Everywhere is up after Joey.
I haven't talked to him lately.
Right, I wonder why.
Don't know why.
You remember who Joey is? Go to show 4.
I don't know.
It's mystery guest show, and you'll find out what we're talking about.
I think it was show 3, maybe. But listen to them all. They're all great. You can find them all at knrshow.com or myspace.com/knrshow. We're going to take a break.
Early in the morning.
Step all over me. That's fine.
That's your own fault.
There's not really any buildup in this song. It just goes right into the lyrics. Kendall and Ryan in studio again.
In a secret studio. Shh. Atop an evil tower.
My soon-to-be 2-year-old daughter has decided that whistling is fun. Secrets. She'll come and tell you secrets. She can't talk. She just comes up and says, which is basically what I hear every time Catherine talks. So, right. You know, it's similar.
Well, one's you're tuning out. The other just can't speak English yet.
Yeah, the one I'm trying to listen as hard as I can and still can't hear anything.
My grandfather is basically completely deaf, and he'll be at any sort of holiday, and he'll just, whenever we start getting too loud, which we inevitably do in my family, if, you know, you can take a cue from my voice, and he just turns his earpiece off, and then he's just deaf to the world, and I've never seen him happier.
That's
or calmer. It's really done a lot for his blood pressure.
That is awesome. You had some family time this weekend, yeah?
I did. I had my sister turned the big 3-4. Not gracefully either.
Jeez. You are the most horrible family member
ever. No,
she turned
it gracefully. Like, she looks wonderful for being 34, but she was not dealing.
It was a hard one for her.
She was not dealing with it. I think 34 is scarier than 35. Although 35 was supposed to be scarier because it's that much closer. And
well, I've got 30 coming on like a freight train in a few weeks, and I'm so excited.
When's
about
your birthday?
March 3rd. Happy birthday to me.
30. How does that feel as you just...
Great.
Hurtle down into the grave.
Well, I'm excited. I really am. Because then I'll feel like, well, I'm 30. I'm not supposed to have sex very often. Right. You know, so it'll be better. It'll be better. It'll be like now, but it should be.
But 30. Now, but without all the shame.
Don Worley, I was checking out. Did you know that he's friends with George Lopez?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Top 8. He's one of his best friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. And not only that, but check that out. Mr. T and Bill Murray
are his best friends as well.
I had no idea that Don was such a heavy hitter.
Well, if you go to our site, we're best friends with the cast of The Office.
Isn't that great?
I talk to them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they're just...
Ham.
They're just working it out over in L.A. or Scranton or wherever their MySpace page might be. Actually, the guy that plays the intern, Ryan, on the show, I think his name is BJ in real life, which is sort of a tragic...
one of Catherine's bridesmaids is named BJ.
I mean, okay, so you can change
that. And she worked
that
in the White House.
But you can change that at any given point. To sure. All of you that are named BJ, know that jokes are being made about you to your face, behind your back, to the side, everywhere. Change it. I don't care if your name is, you know, Booty Djibouti. Like,
do you think President Bush like would giggle every time name came up?
I think everyone giggles every time we hear that someone is named BJ. Because this
President Bush would giggle and Cheney would shoot another friend.
Yeah. This is the reaction whenever I've met people named BJ. Really? My name's BJ. What? That's like saying my name's Vomit. Really?
No.
My name's Mulva.
It's much worse than Vomit.
It's much worse than Vomit. Well, you know, but unless that's your specialty.
Right.
I'm sure that there are some, you know, workers down in the Montrose area that are, you know, would wear that name like a badge. Would wear that legal name like a badge. Speaking.
Literally. Yeah, right. They would have a badge, and they would wear it, and it would say BJ.
I mean, why aren't the cops ever cracking down on the hookers in Montrose? We know
or
they're
hookers
there.
Period.
Or hookers. Period. I mean,
it's one of the, it's like marijuana.
But what I'm saying is that if you drive through or around the Montrose Westheimer area, there are hookers openly hooking.
You spend a lot of time driving around over there, Ryan?
Every day, as much as
cruising
I can.
Cruising around in your Mustang.
That's on a neighborhood watch.
Rolling the windows down.
You know what? Don't roll your windows down because that's an open invitation. There's a whole protocol. And I'm just like...
Why don't you tell us what that protocol is, Ryan?
Find out for yourself. head over to the Montrose area and roll your window down and ask for directions. Directions in... quotation marks.
Do you have to do air
ellipses.
Quotes?
I have to do air the Rockstar. What are the Rockstar quotes? The
Rockstar air quotes.
Dane
Cook, king of MySpace. Well,
it's a hotbed of activity. I don't even know if that's probably a really appropriate way to describe Montrose.
Hotbed?
Hotbed.
Activity? What?
Wait, but you did mention Dick Cheney.
I did.
And he is in in some news. Old Dick and his old friend Harry had what I like to refer to as a little bit of a Brokeback Mountain moment.
Oh, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know. When did this happen? I guess this happened. I just heard about it today. But on a recent hunting trip in the Texas wilderness, Vice President Dick Cheney pumped a couple of rounds into the back of his friend Harry, Harry Whittington, an Austin attorney. Whittington is expected to survive the wounds, but when he was interviewed in the hospital, Harry had this to say about Dick. I wish I knew how to quit you. I mean, that's a good one. It's unnatural, like it felt rehearsed, but it's so good, and it's a payoff.
You like that, huh?
And it's political.
Brokeback Mountain's funny.
I mean, their names are...
Embrace it, Ryan.
Their names are Dick and Harry.
And they were...
And well, because of Brokeback, really the whole... I'm not over-explaining that joke.
You did that once last week. You over-explained a joke so terribly.
I've been doing that lately.
Ryan, if people are quiet, it's not that they didn't get it.
Well, then why aren't they laughing? If you're not laughing, you're not with me. I love that. That's fantastic.
It's just how many accidental hunting accidents?
Love, I just got that. Sorry.
I have a sense of humor. I just express it differently. How many hunting accidents do you think there are a year?
You know, probably quite a few. I had a friend who actually got shot in very much the same way.
But for it to happen to the vice president?
I know.
Surely somebody out there is coming up with other bonehead things that presidents and vice presidents have done. I mean,
that is a pretty bonehead. I think what were they hunting? They were hunting quail, and I think the guy went to go pick it up, but he didn't. There's apparently some protocol when hunting, much like in the Montrose area, and you have to say, I'm here, or I'm behind you. And then, you know, make them alert. Or maybe he did make him alert, and it's just a assassination, botched
they're
assassination.
They're 70-year-old men!
Which is scary enough that they're allowed
70! They don't need to be carrying around guns.
Especially not Crazy Dick Cheney.
They don't need to be carrying around guns. Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with Dick Cheney being in charge of armies at 70 or anybody being in charge of people that carry guns at 70. But just the twitching and the falling and the drooling, something bad is going to happen.
He's not Michael J. Fox, Kendall. He's our vice president. There's only a limited amount of shaking and drooling.
Michael J. Fox. That was almost as mean as Bob Woodruff.
Not quite. Maybe meaner.
Possibly.
Maybe a little
Jay
bit
Fox
meaner.
Isn't recovering. As far as I know, Woodruff's still getting better, but
yeah, but oh, is he really getting better? Do we have any updates?
I checked last week. This week I didn't care because I didn't think we'd be talking about him. Apparently I was wrong. We do have internet, but I don't even care enough to check right now.
No. But yeah, so that was Dick's day out.
It was a big week,
you know,
for
and news. had the tables been turned and Dick Cheney been the one that got shot, first of all, there would have been parades. Second of all, that guy, Harry Whittington, would be in jail under some sort of investigation for trying to assassinate the vice president.
What do they call it? They're not calling it shot. He peppered him.
Peppered him.
You shot him.
Which is worse?
With a 20. I've never even heard of a 28 gauge shotgun.
Well, it's like, you know, like the bird shot and the it's pellets that spread.
No,
you know
I understand a shotgun, but just it said he was carrying a 28 gauge. That means that he can't even. Okay, a 12 gauge has a lot of kick. A 20 gauge doesn't have as much kick.
Right.
So Cheney is so feeble that he can't even carry a normal shotgun. He's gone out and found, like, can I have a shotgun that doesn't really shoot?
Yeah.
He was out there with a Nerf gun. So I guess it was peppering him. He had a stupid,
weenie
gun.
He got pellets or bullets or whatever. Would you rather be shot, like, with that type of gun, or would you rather just be shot with a regular old gun, like, somewhere where it's not going to kill you?
You know, that's a good question. I'll take it a step further. Would you rather be shot by a shotgun where he got shot, which, by the way, was in the face and neck and chest?
Face, neck, and chest.
Or would you rather take a rifle, a high-powered rifle that would pretty much go right through you in the shoulder?
I mean, probably the rifle.
I don't know.
How embedded are these pellets in him? Like, is it deep in his face? He could have gone blind. That's why they say don't, you know, you could shoot your eye out. I'm surprised he didn't. That guy's old, too. They're both old. It was geriatric hunting. Mm. I mean, maybe now we'll get stricter on the gun laws now that our own vice president has proven that he is indeed not responsible enough to.
Yeah, he got a hunting license, and there obviously needs to be some kind of test for that.
I mean, because he thought he was shooting at something. It wasn't a misfire.
Right.
He picked up the gun.
He was looking down the barrel.
Yeah, aimed it and shot his friend.
And didn't see the bright orange vest against the brown background. Well, it was a bright orange vest. The guy was wearing the proper equipment.
Was he wearing the proper
equipment? Yes, he had on an orange vest.
Well, maybe Dick Cheney's colorblind. I don't know. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate,
you know what?
For him here. But
I think you're right, Ryan.
He's a dumbass.
The Republicans take a bad rap, but this administration's colorblind, and I think this proves it.
There's nothing. Well, we know there's nothing colorblind about this administration. Kanye West made us abundantly clear of that.
It's a sad world when Kanye West has any bearing on what anybody thinks.
I saw Kanye West on the Grammy Awards, and hopefully everyone got the opportunity to see Kanye West on the Grammy Awards, because he looked like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. He had on, like, these gloves that were about, they were like the OJ gloves, but instead of being too small, they were too big, and they were, like, flopping around in his hand like he was a Scarecrow. And the thing about, if you ever read anything about Kanye West talks about how he spends hours picking out his outfits and dress fashion is an art and dressing is an art. Well, then what happened here, Kanye? You've got oversized gloves, you got a shirt that's not buttoned up, and on a red shirt with a white jacket and black pants, he looked like Miami Vice. Retarded Miami Vice. He looked like a bumbling crook from, like, a children's movie.
Did you hear what Tyra Banks said about that?
No, what'd she say?
Yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this.
She was pissed.
You go to bed at night, you lay there, and you take responsibility for yourself. Because nobody's going to take responsibility for you.
She didn't stop.
You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before.
Shake
you've
that
heard
head,
it
Tyra.
All. You don't know where the hell I come from.
You
have no idea what I've been through. Mm-mm. But I'm not a victim.
I was in boarding school.
I learn. Take responsibility for yourself.
I was in Paris when I was 14, modeling high fashion. You don't know where I've been. I grew up in a fancy neighborhood in L.A., okay? Then I went to a very expensive boarding school in L.A. I was rich. I grew up rich and beautiful, and I was a little skinny. And then when I was 14, I moved to Europe, and my mom came with me. And you don't know where I've been, Tiffany. She's saying this literally to a woman who, I know you're totally recording that. And it's
No. I was setting something else up. No,
all
that's
news,
fine.
All news, none of the nonsense.
That's right. That's what you were giving you right now. All news, none of the nonsense.
I mean, Tyra, save it. Save it for Naomi.
Oh, jeez. You like that one? I bet you'd like to hear that one again. I'll play this for you. I'm sorry to stop things down, but since it did play a little bit. I have back hair. What? What do you want to know? See, I don't just make fun of you. I'm trying to pull some things that make fun of me as well. People that listen are so confused because we can tell that that's tape, but every once in a while it...
Sometimes when I listen, I can't tell what's the tape stuff and what's the new stuff. Or
sorry.
What's the not tape stuff.
Well, that's kind of the point.
But I'm a novice.
You know, speaking of hip-hop, though, and I liked how you went to that very good impression of Tyra Banks. There.
Sometimes I get a little, you know, get a little black, a little ghetto.
Yeah.
I can move vacillate back and forth, like Tyra or Oprah. You know how they go from, you know.
Yeah, Oprah's the best at it.
I love when Oprah gets ghetto.
Oh man, because she's not ghetto. Tyra's always a little ghetto. Oprah, mm. Oprah gets lily white.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Oprah, I love when she was just going off on James Fry about the Million Little Pieces book. And was just, that was a painful hour for that man. That was a painful hour for everyone. And then, but when she, I love when Dave Chappelle, he was recently on, and Oprah basically called him crazy. She said, "Y'all crazy, Dave Chappelle." But she said crunk the other day, which Oprah's saying crunk.
That's stupid is what that is.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Do you really?
Well, and my favorite part of the Dave Chappelle interview is that Dave Chappelle actually said to Oprah, she was explaining, Dave Chappelle, for those of you who don't know, had a $50 million contract with Comedy Central for this comedy show he did, and then he moved to Africa because he went crazy.
Yeah.
And literally went crazy. And so he's talking to Oprah about how he went crazy and stuff like that. And he says this to Oprah. He goes, "You don't know what it's like to have a $50 million contract and you've got to perform." To Oprah. He said this, "You don't know how to, about a $50 million contract and having to perform," to Oprah.
Did she go off on him?
I don't know that. I think that's when she went, "Are you crazy?" I think that's when she like had a little tire fit on him.
Well, it is a sad day today in hip hop. I don't know if you heard about this.
Oh, what? This is news to me.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I'm ruining the moment for you.
Hip hop artist Jay Dilla, at the age of 32, died today. You can say it.
Who's Jay Dilla?
Jay Dilla is a founding member of the hip hop act Slum Village.
Where's that?
Where's Slum Village? I don't know. I didn't map quest Slum Village.
You should map quest Slum Village. Is that on the way to Bay City? So he's a founder of Slum Village. You know, it takes a Slum Village to raise a child.
Did Don tell us about his next gig in Slum Village?
Yeah.
Did he talk about that at
it's
all?
It's going to be at the Slum Hut off of...
the Ha Ha Hut.
Off of I-45.
Yeah. that actually made news. That's not... Who the heck is he?
Well, someone cares. Look, about...
Since forming the rap Modella trio Slum Village in the late 90s with MC Batten and T3.
Spell MC Batten.
MCs. Oh, it's two different MCs. Batten, B-A-A-T-I-N.
He's German.
And MC T3.
He's a robot.
Here's an idea. Mixing a vowel. Worked closely with such artists as A Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip.
Okay, I've heard of both of those.
You've heard of Q-Tip?
I've heard of Q-Tip and A Tribe Called Quest.
The band now, or the musician, the music.
Yeah,
the,
isn't he Q-Tip?
Not the ear-cleaning utensil.
I know. I actually...
Do you use Q-Tips to clean your ears?
Yes, I do. I am hygienic. I brush my teeth with toothpaste. And when I had hair, I used to brush it with a comb.
Did you know if your ears bleed, you die? Did you always think that watching movies?
Like
when somebody's ear starts bleeding in an action flick?
No, it was the blood out of the mouth. That's what that always means, that you were dead to me.
I always thought the ear out of blood out of the ear meant you're done.
What does that mean, that your eardrum has exploded?
Well, when I did it, it didn't mean anything.
Oh, did your ear bleed?
Yeah,
recently?
I was laying on bed. No, this is 5 years ago or so, but my ear just started bleeding. It's the weirdest thing.
They told me not the inner ear.
Yeah, they told me not to use Q-tips anymore. I said, forget that, man.
Were you pushing too hard with the Q-tip?
Probably.
How hard do you, it's a Q-tip, Kendall. How hard did you push? Or were you asleep and Catherine tried to stick a knitting needle in your ear?
This was pre-Catherine. This was back when I was pushing my own Q-tip.
So to speak. Is that a euphemism?
Has anything changed? Let's...
As we roll towards the age 30.
Right.
Wait, we've got more hip-hop news after the break.
More hip-hop news?
Yeah.
How?
Because R. Kelly's own brother is going to release a tell-all DVD that alleges some very upsetting things about Mr. R. Kelly that we did not know. Apparently, his brother is releasing the DVD because he couldn't write a book, so he's made the DVD instead. We're not sure if he can read or write, but the DVD is going to be released. Anyway, here are some details of the allegations that are going to be released on the DVD. Hopefully, there will be a dramatic interpretation.
Oh.
R. Kelly has had several...
And it'll be just like that stupid video he did.
In the closet. Or out of the closet, or whatever that shit's called. R. Kelly, here are some facts. R. Kelly's had several affairs with underage women, including Aaliyah, which that's not news. R. Kelly apparently molested his own niece. So it's going to be a real family-oriented DVD. R. Kelly asked his brothers to tell police he was the dude having sex with an underage woman on camera.
Who does he think he is, Jerry Lee Lewis?
I guess. R. Kelly showed the underage sex tape to everyone and was proud of it. R. Kelly beats his wife. No news there. R. Kelly and his wife always have threesomes. Here's something that'd be shocking, considering this is the man who created the Trapped in the Closet series. R. Kelly is bisexual. And R. Kelly's song, speaking of Trapped in the Closet, R. Kelly's song Trapped in the Closet is about his life.
Wow. We gotta get out of here.
I mean, not shocking news, but that's the topic of the DVD. So save yourself the $15 and, you know.
Yeah.
Use your common sense about what you think R. Kelly might or might not have done sexually.
Well, we haven't talked about Grammys yet, for crying out loud, and we got to talk about Levi's and iPods and their new relationship. And, gosh, I haven't even said anything really embarrassing yet. So we'll come back and do some more. This is the Kendall and Ryan Show. KNRShow.com. Enjoy. That was a good segment.
Yeah,
I like that segment.
That was a good segment.
I liked that. We use the news to do what we do. Always play that song Too Hot coming back.
That song, Free Ride, never gets old. I could listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
Makes me want to get high, though.
Really?
Yeah, it does, because it makes me think of Dazed and Confused, which is the movie of my generation. Maybe not yours.
We spent all day yesterday. Two of our friends came in to the BC, Bay City, from Houston. people we haven't seen in forever, Shannon and Carlin. Shannon's one of our friends of the show. Carlin doesn't even have a picture on her MySpace, so she doesn't get it. But so they both came out to see us, and we spent the entire afternoon sitting on our couches watching a VH1 marathon of 100 hottest teen stars.
So it was a worthwhile trip.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they're so glad that they took the 3-hour round trip to come and watch TV with us.
Well, because when I went out there, y'all took me out to that Crab Shack or whatever that we ate at. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to your house and I took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drove to Wharton. We took a little bit of a day trip to see some theater that you and your wife were starring in.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, you were a little bit more hospitable to me than you were.
Yeah, well.
And we went to one of the best tapatias in BC, too.
I was trying to court you. To come do the show with me, so it was kind of a recruiting trip.
Well, they were some good breakfast tacos, and it used to be a Burger King, so kind of tricked me. The restaurant where we had our tapatio.
It wasn't a trick. It wasn't an intentional trick.
Oh, and then I loved it when I was desperately trying to leave Bay City, and you took me on the tour of the I always forget the name of it, the country club where people buy meth and have gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
Bay City is so rich with culture.
Next time you come, we'll take you to the beach where we have fish kill.
What?
I took my parents to the beach last year, and there were literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fish had died because the water didn't have proper oxygen and washed up on shore. Literally, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
And it was just a bunch of dead fish?
Yeah, and it's just called a fish kill, and it happens from time to time. Mm. I mean, lining the beach. Just piles of dead fish.
Those poor fish never thought that their last day would be in Bay City.
And it still is nicer than Galveston Beach.
Is it really? I mean,
even on a fish kill, I hate Galveston Beach.
You mean the Poo Poo Bay? I was at Galveston Beach once when they had, I don't know what the deal is with the seaweed, but there was literally just seaweed floating. It was covering the water as you went out to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was just, I went out to swim and I got caught up in the seaweed, and then I was like, this is like a really terrible B horror film.
Wow, I wasn't going to talk about this, but we kind of got on the ocean horror thing. The author of Jaws, Peter Benchley, died.
Yeah, he did. From a shark attack.
That's not true.
Wouldn't that be poetic?
He was shot by Dick Cheney.
He was shot by Dick Cheney. While while bass fish hunting.
Did that movie scare you the first time you saw it?
You know what? Actually, it's an interesting story. My mom was pregnant with me when she first saw it in the movie theater.
And it scared
and
you?
It scared,
in the womb?
It scared the living daylights out of her. And then, actually, I was scared last year when I was in Galveston because they were having a lot of shark attacks in Galveston last year.
That's right, yeah.
And I was really, that movie didn't make me nervous, but the fact that actual people were being eaten by sharks made me nervous.
I don't really like swimming in the ocean for that very reason. There's so much unknown crap just right next to your feet. If I can't see the bottom, I'm very uncomfortable in the water.
Well, in Galveston, if it's not the sharks, it's the hypodermic needles. Or the tampons floating or whatever. There's all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff in the poo-poo bay. I just wish it was blue so that we'd have...
We'd like to thank the Galveston Chamber of Commerce.
I mean, I just wish that bay was blue. Curse Hurricane Carla. Isn't that the hurricane that made our bay brown?
You think one hurricane made that problem?
I don't know. That's what the lore is.
No, it's because all of the... Where the Mississippi dumps out all of the drainage and crap people put in all the way through the country, it floats down to Galveston.
Is it sort of Louisiana's fault?
Well, isn't everything?
Oh, speaking of Louisiana, Mardi Gras is coming up. And Valentine's Day is tomorrow. I forgot totally about that.
Honey, happy Valentine's Day.
Every kiss begins with K.
I brought in her present and set it on the table last week because I thought, that's what you do at Christmas. I'll try it at Valentine's Day. So I brought the little box.
So you're like starting a Valentine table?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it didn't work, though. Caroline and Evie unwrapped it immediately.
Because they're babies, and babies open gifts. What was it?
Watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From K Jewelers?
No, from Meyerland Jewelers.
There was a little part of me that was really hoping that you were going to say dildo. I don't know. I just think that would be a fun gift to give. You know, because you can explore.
Look, I don't need any competition, all right? I'm having a hard enough time as it is.
Fair enough. Well, then you might... On that note, you might want to scavenge your room to make sure she doesn't have her own Valentine's Day gift bought for herself.
Time to get
suspicious. But yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's coming... When does it start? Because sometimes it starts around Valentine's Day, and sometimes it doesn't. Mardi Gras.
I don't know.
Well, I know it's coming up, and I read in the paper today that, oh, God bless Louisiana, Britney Spears is going to attend Mardi Gras, the celebration held in the hurricane-ravaged New Orleans, set to begin February 18th. Actually, it's right here. Britney said...
Actually, in your story, how about that?
Britney said, and I'm going to try to do my best Britney impression, I am honored to be a part of the Mardi Gras celebration in New Orleans this year. It is so important for this amazing city to continue its annual traditions, and I'm really looking forward to being involved. Also, Red Bull and vodkas and Cheetos are totally awesome, and I'm looking forward to a whole weekend of that and making out with K-Fed.
I think you kind of strayed away from the actual quote.
Oh, did I? Yeah, that last part was not the quote, but the first part was. She is quite honored to be there. However, the people of New Orleans, I don't know if they've reciprocated that. They've issued a statement saying that they have no comment
on
the
matter. She ain't black! The mayor issued a statement. This is that
she want to do something for New Orleans. She can bring some of that money down here and fix our levee. Buy me a house. She live in enough houses.
That white devil. She don't care about us.
She and Char Jackson. They're gonna co-host a parade together. No, Brittany. No one needs your charity down in New Orleans. Save it. Save it for.
She can keep that little baby over there in the white neighborhood. This is a chocolate city.
God, I hope that they...
You heard the mayor!
I hope for the sake of that baby they don't chase her out of town. She'll have to drive with that baby in her lap like she did last week. Poor little bobblehead of Kevin. If that kid does not die of shaken baby syndrome, I don't know what. I mean, it's got two strikes against it. It's already K-Fed's kid and Britney Spears' kid. So it's not the brightest or the most talented knife in the drawer.
You know, you can say all you want about them, but they're both famous. And we all know that famous people are good.
That's true.
Speaking of famous people, Scott Stapp gets married and arrested.
And arrested.
All within hours.
Magical.
Scott Stapp, I don't know if you know who he is. You shouldn't, really. Should you?
Yeah, you should. From Creed.
Yeah.
Creed.
Creed.
Making me change the radio station for a good 3 years there.
I swear, they were nothing more than a Pearl Jam cover band. And a bad one at that.
They would be lucky to be Pearl Jam. Didn't Pearl Jam sing Jeremy?
Yeah, Pearl Jam's good.
Yeah.
Scott Stapp, stupid.
Bad. And drunk, apparently. Not so Christian anymore, huh, Scotty?
You know, that makes me... as someone who professes my faith and then comes on the show and does everything to try to convince people otherwise, it annoys me when people are so... they hold that standard so high and put themselves up on that pedestal.
Like Kirk Cameron?
Kirk, I don't have a problem with because he's not screwing up. Kirk. And he's chosen to live in the Christian culture.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, I mean, it happens over and over again, these crossover artists. Evanescence.
Okay.
They were
Evanescence.
Evanescence.
Evanescence. We are terrible with names. We really, then we need to put that at top of our list. So go ahead, Evanescence.
Amy Lee, Evanescence. They started at a Christian camp, and they basically used the Christian music industry to get their wheels going.
Yeah, so did Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. And it happens over and over again. It's just like, it really bugs me. I don't mind people who are Christians who choose to be in the Christian culture. It's a huge culture. It needs good musicians. It needs all of that stuff. We use some music by Christian musicians, and that's where they choose to live. And I don't mind Christians who say, you know what, I'm a Christian and I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the ones who use one to promote the other. Either way, it just really pisses me off.
Right.
Kathy Lee Gifford pisses me off. Because when things started slumping in her career, where'd she go? The Christian culture to try to do the gospel and all that crap.
Well, because everyone goes to God once their life goes to shit.
No, I don't mind you doing that. What I mind you do is using the Christian outlet, the media, using that to, ooh, my career needs a boost. So the secular world's not buying it, but you know what? If I start yelling Christ, my name's big enough that people will buy it.
Well, then maybe you need to go sell that over to the pink-haired lady on the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I think that argument could be given to some members of the Christian community.
I have less of a problem with pink-haired lady than I do with Scott Stapp. I really do.
The problems are different in and of themselves.
Yeah, but I would say I have less of a problem with her than with Scott Stapp.
Okay, so Scott Stapp, he got drunk. He, you know, fair enough. This pink-haired woman takes the money that she gets and buys pink hair and wears it.
Yeah.
What's hurting more people? Him getting drunk isn't hurting me. Him getting drunk at the airport isn't hurting me. When I turn on TBN... And pink haired lady is there. That hurts me.
Yeah, but you had the comment earlier. What did you say? Something about his, yeah, where's your Christian man now or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it pisses me off. That's why it pisses me off, because they have put themselves in that position and they've chosen not to. And you know what? I'm a very strong believer in it. And I believe in the Bible, and the Bible says if you're going to put yourself out there as a leader, here are some criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to live up to them, don't put yourself out there as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I've chosen to not put myself out there as a Christian leader.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. I may have personal issues with it from time to time, but I don't have a problem saying, look, I'm not a leader. I'm a Christian. I'm doing this. If it's an issue with you, fine. If not, fine.
Right.
But I'm not saying I'm a leader. I'm not trying to lead Christendom.
Right.
It's those people that piss me off.
Christendom. Is okay. It? No, I'm not trying to correct you. I just like to say, I wanted to say that word.
Because we haven't said any medieval phrases tonight so far. We've got to work that in.
Well, so what happened? So he got drunk and got arrested in the airport?
Yeah, he got... Yeah, it was just a PI, but just more of the same from him.
Did you notice that his mugshot, he wasn't wearing a shirt in it? I thought that was interesting. I mean, do you have to take off your shirt to get mugshots now? I don't know. I haven't been arrested in a while.
Jubal has.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's take a break. We don't have a whole lot of show left. Yeah, we do. We've got a little bit of show left. Let's call Jubal and talk to him about his arrest, because this is a very interesting story.
Yeah, I bet.
It's much more interesting than the Grammys, actually. The Grammys were boring.
Well.
No, they were.
Well, maybe for the other two members of Destiny's Child, but...
Talk about who we're watching at home. Beyonce, come back. Let's do another reunion.
I was just joking, girl. I'll write you something.
Yeah, well.
based on a novel by a man named Mir, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer.
And we're back. We got Jubal on the line. We're going to talk to him. Jubal just recently had a run-in with the authorities, just like our good friend Scott Stapp, of formerly of Creed. I don't know if Creed is even still around. Is he on the line, Kendall?
Jubal?
I'm here.
We are two for two tonight on getting people on the phone. Thank you very much.
I know. There's no fuss, no muss.
Thank you, Sydney. It's a shout-out to nothing.
Okay.
Moving on. Jubal, you haven't been doing much for the show, by the way. I just have to call you out on that. I mean, did this arrest thing really set you back that much that you can't even contribute?
Well, you know, between working to pay off my bail and spending all that minutes in jail.
How much was your bail?
Unfriendly.
Oh, so large. A large amount.
How much was your bail?
Oh.
Actually, they didn't even allow me to post bail. I just had to pay about $500.
Let's back up. You're going to work?
I'm at work. I'm pulling into my driveway or in my parking lot for work, and I see lights behind me.
Like lights?
Christmas lights? Cop lights, obviously.
Cop lights. Apparently, I didn't come to a full and complete stop.
Okay.
So they took you to jail for not coming to a fully complete stop?
You're cracking down on crime these days.
Jubal, I'm thinking, just with my limited knowledge of the legal system, that the not coming to a complete stop would warrant a ticket. Why did they haul you into jail?
Well, apparently not having an inspection sticker also warrants a ticket.
Right.
And not paying for that ticket warrants a warrant.
Right, there we go.
So
you got taken to jail, to the Hooskow, for having a warrant for not paying a ticket.
For not getting my inspection done on time, essentially, yes.
Oh, crap, that sucks.
So, well, this is really exciting, Jubal. How much time did you spend at the jail?
Not a lot of time. This story isn't great, other than it stopped me in front of work.
Slowly realizing that.
They get me out of the car. They run my license, come back, say, hey, did you know you have a warrant? Does anybody say yes to that question? No, I didn't know I had a warrant.
I'm really surprised they took you in just for the warrant on a traffic ticket, to be honest with you.
Well, they did. And before they put me in handcuffs, they were nice enough to let me call my boss, and I had to have that uncomfortable conversation. I'm not going to be in today because I'm going to jail.
If you just look outside the windows, that's me. I'm getting arrested. I'd wave, but my hands are occupied.
I can talk more, but they're putting in handcuffs. It's not even real jail. They took me to the jail at the airport.
Good time to have a
so
Bluetooth.
I'm in airport jail.
You're at airport jail?
Do you work at
this story sucks.
Do you work at the airport?
I'm not running this show.
So
I got arrested.
You got arrested. You got taken to airport jail, and you spent how much time did you spend at jail?
Probably about an hour.
Take responsibility for
the
yourself.
The highlight of it was when before I could get out, I'm handcuffed with my hands behind my back, and the cop opens the door, kind of smiles at me and goes, oh, do I need to get your seatbelt? Yeah. I can't reach it. You cuffed me.
Well, nobody's going to take responsibility for you.
You sound awful bitter. I mean,
I'm bitter because I got arrested at work on work property. That put me on like a final suspension notice. So I took advantage of that by being late today. So I may have a lot of time to work on the show.
Well, but I mean, let's talk about whose fault it was that you went to jail. Was it the cops or was it you, Jubal?
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to talk about responsibility.
Nobody's going to take responsibility for you.
All right, well, fair enough, Jubal.
I think Kendall's story's even better.
What's Kendall's
story?
When
my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me!
Mine doesn't involve hiding from the cops.
Oh, did you run from the cops, Kendall?
You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through.
Where are you from, Kendall? Was that hard in the BC that you had to run from the cops at some point?
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
God, Tyra.
When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare
we were rooting for you. And this show, this... Is it worse than...
No. Not worse. No.
It's still not worse than Joey?
No.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Jubal, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
We may have to just dump that segment.
Jubal, you stink! You stink! For crying out loud.
Well, the first time Jubal came out and had a story, it was entertaining. This time he got arrested. I'm sorry, maybe it's just because I'm an excellent storyteller, but if I got arrested, even for something as boring as that, it would have been the most traumatic, embarrassing, humiliating, I was in the pokey type of arrest you've ever heard of. And he's just, I love just the, you know, the very Xanax type of...
Let me tell you something. That's why I bring Jubal on, not because I know Jubal and I know exactly what he's going to bring. And I think it's hilarious. I'm not laughing because, to me, the humor is in just, well, and then I was at work and I'm on final suspension now, so I guess I'll have more time to work on the show. It's unbelievable. Nothing fazes
nothing
the guy.
Nothing fazes him.
Catherine and I saw him doing unspeakable things one time. Unspeakable things. It didn't faze him. Nothing fazes the guy. I have seen him
unspeakable.
I have seen him get a rain-soaked sock that had been worn all day by a teenager squeezed out in his open mouth. He didn't even know it.
I just vomited a little bit.
He didn't. It doesn't faze him.
How did that happen to him?
He was sitting on the curb because he's Jubal, and he had his mouth open. I saw this happen. Had his mouth open, just letting rain water, because it was raining currently at the time, and letting the rainwater drip in, drip, 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 and somebody she wringed her sock out in his mouth.
Are you kidding me?
I am dead serious. I have seen him wipe an Oreo cookie on at least day-old underarm and eat it. Nothing fazes him. You don't see, this is what you don't know about Jubal. He is one of the most fascinating characters you'll ever meet. But unless you live with him, you can never know it.
I'm pretty fascinated by the fact that he had a sweat sock wrung out in his open mouth without being made aware of it. Yes, that fascinates me. The fact that anybody would eat anything that was rubbed on anyone's underarm is fascinating to me.
But you know what? There are very few people that I would trust completely. And he's at the
well,
he's
because
at the
he
very
apparently
top
trusts
of the list.
Everyone else completely.
No. It's just, I don't know what it is, but I do. I trust Jubal, but it doesn't change the fact that he is a complete wacko. Not psycho, wacko. You're talking about the difference between skank and slut. He's a wacko. He's not quite psycho.
I don't think he's psycho, but I would just sort of be, I don't know. He's total opposite of my personality, which I like Jubal.
Absolutely.
But he's complete opposite where every day something's coming and it happens. And I had lunch today and it was turkey, and then I dropped the sauce container and there went sauce everywhere,
and somebody made the elevator door open when it was trying to close.
That was an asshole thing to do. Let me just say this because it's very quick. I was on the elevator, and I was the only one on the elevator, and the elevator doors from elevators that had just arrived from across the hall, people are unloading from them as my doors are closing. My doors are about to close. There's maybe a half of a foot open, and this rat mustache, skinny looking, gross, I'm from, you know, wherever, bad part of town, white, looking like he's in rap clothes, motherfucker, stuck his arm through my elevator door just to make the doors open again. For what reason? To be an asshole. If I was able
to... And then he got on the elevator?
No. And then he walked away. And if I had just been quick enough to grab his arm and just pull him in and just yank him against the closing doors. I've never wanted to commit an act of violence in my life. I've never been compelled to do it until that moment. There you go. Case in point, the difference between me and Jubal. I was mortified that someone could be that callous.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Tell me about it, Tyra. Tyra would have lost it. She would have gotten a little Whitney Houston on her. Motherfucker.
What is a rat mustache?
That, you know, like when those skinny, like, white guys, they can even be 27, but usually, like, they're 17. And they just can't grow facial hair, so they just have a little bit of a barely there peach fuzz mustache where the peach fuzz has just grown out enough to where they can sort of groom it. It's just, and they look like rats, and then they shave their head, and sort of what Justin Timberlake should look like.
I just got a little sad.
Why?
I told you I was excited about turning 30.
Yeah?
Sorry to totally change the subject, but that's what I do. You handed me this article about the guys behind MySpace, the two founders, Tom. Tom doesn't look like his picture anymore, does he? Mm. Gotten all cool on us. Tom and Chris started MySpace, and it's. I just want to read you. This is one of the headlines from the inset box. Why MySpace rocks. If you're more than 30 years old, you may have never heard of MySpace. To save you the embarrassment, if a Gen Y-er asked you if you have a MySpace page, keep reading. That's the one thing that pisses me off is because it's the whole you're only cool from 22 to 30. That is the cool window.
That's true. So you just have a couple weeks more to go.
Well, I'm gonna use it well. You know how I'm gonna get cool? You know how I'm gonna stay cool? I'm gonna get me some of these new Levi's jeans that have wires in them for your iPod.
What?
How stupid is this? Listen to this. Levi's brand announces Levi's Red Wire DLX jeans, available worldwide in fall 2006. Designed for both men and women, the jeans seamlessly integrate iPod plug-and-play technology, giving music enthusiasts the most innovative and fashionable way to enjoy the music on the go. The Jean is designed to be compatible with most iPod systems, and features include a special joystick incorporated into the jeans.
Mine already has a joystick.
It's going to give a new definition to pocket pool.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid is this? It has hip controls, which is that joystick. It's an easy pocket storage and a handy wire retractor for your earphones. Here's an idea. Just use your iPod.
That sounds so... You know why? You know why this came from? When Steve Jobs introduced the Nano and he was wearing the Levi's jeans, that's what where this big bag of bullshit is coming from. Watch this make a bazillion dollars,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to say, you know, that's one of the stupidest ideas I've heard in a long time. It's going to probably... I'm probably going to be wearing them in a couple months, but for now, I think that's a dumb idea. Actually, I won't be wearing them because I don't have an iPod.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't have a computer. I don't even have internet at home.
You have a computer.
I mean, I have a computer, but I don't have internet because I'm an internet addict, and I will stay on it all night long.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how much more time I spend online now.
Now that we have MySpace, it's been just draining all my time at work.
It's unbelievable. I am constantly checking it. It's addictive. Help feed my addiction, people. Seriously. I love every time I click on it, it says I have a new message or new comment, and you never get to see that because I always get to them first.
Yeah, because you instantly get to them. If you ever get a comment from me, you know, that's just because I accidentally stumbled upon you first. Oh, but we are having a new vote. If you go to our photos part on our MySpace page, I've posted two photos because I don't know if I've mentioned, but I got a haircut in this broadcast.
Yes, you did. Not during the broadcast.
Not during the broadcast, but I've shaved my head, not bald, but just a burr, and I put a picture up there with the new haircut and the old haircut, and I really want some honest opinions about which one makes me look hotter. Because I know that I look hot, but I want to know which one is the hottest. So you can also go back there, and if you look at the Christmas picture, Holiday Greetings to Our Family and Friends, that is what I look like when I weighed 220 pounds.
Wow.
I've lost a lot of weight on the South Beach diet. Have I told you that?
No. How much have you lost?
25 pounds.
Wow.
I haven't been this thin since high school.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
And I didn't even notice. I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
I've lost all the. You're not supposed to know.
No, I'm sorry, man. I should be more aware.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, jeez.
Oh gosh.
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
I am. I'm exhausted. This show has it's been so much fun. It's exhausted me.
I know. It's been
last week's show drained me. This week's show has exhausted me.
I feel like Tara Reid after an orgy.
What? You gave me that. Where is that?
Totally spent. Oh yeah, because Tara Reid is having a fit.
This is a Terry Reid.
This is in defense of her dwindling career. Oh, am I gonna? You don't want to read it?
Oh, I thought.
Here, go ahead and read it. I have it in front of me.
Well, read it.
This is what Tara Reid, she's begging for America to give her another chance ever since the termination of Tara Dice on the E! Network. Tara says, and by the way, most of this news is courtesy of delisted.com. Tara said, I work really hard. I don't just party. I work with charities, and I'm a huge family girl. I'm with my family every Sunday. I just bought my parents a house on the beach, 3 houses from mine, which I am confused by because I'm like, how did you afford another house, Tara? But she goes on to say, I don't like that they make me look like an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm smart. I'm a lot smarter than people realize. I just want to act again. I'm more than they're letting me be. I need a chance. If I get that chance, people will see. People already have seen Tara. That's why you are where you are.
She is terrible. She is absolutely terrible. That's a good. I think that's a really good positive note to end the show on.
Yeah,
I do.
On a train wreck.
Her life is a train wreck.
God love her. God bless Tara Reid.
Guys, thanks for listening. I can't believe you made it through the whole show. Congratulations. I'd love to give you something, but I got nothing.
We've already given them the gift of radio.
Good point.
People of the universe, honorable overlords, you are now in the presence of Mr. Dubious, Dubba Dub Dub, Bubba Wubba Yubba Baby, woo!